The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Less than 2 days after he was released from prison, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhoads appeared on Capitol Hill Wednesday, saying he was there to meet with Republican lawmakers.
Oh,
Rhoads and Enrique Tarrio, leader of the far-right Proud Boys, were convicted of seditious conspiracy. Leaving prison 15 years early, Tarrio flew home to South Florida yesterday.
Keep the fight, 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 fight.
Experts on extremism warn the blanket pardons risk more waves of violence.
I don't know any act that a president has taken that has ever done more to endanger and create and incentivize political violence in our country going forward.
Retired Sergeant Aquilino Gonell, badly wounded by rioters, shared clips of automated alerts he receives every time one of the rioters he testified against is released.
Please be advised that the offender with the last name of K is scheduled to be released.
President Trump defended the pardons in an interview last night.
So they were very minor incidents. What? And it was time.
But Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski denounced the decision.
You just blanket pardon all of them without consequence? I think that sends a horrible message to our law enforcement officers.
And some of the judges who oversaw the trials unleashed while ordering pending cases dismissed. Judge Tanya Chutkin wrote the pardons cannot whitewash the blood, feces, and terror that the mob left in its wake. And it cannot repair the jagged breach in America's sacred tradition of peacefully transitioning power.
And here today, the courts will continue the process of dismissing the remaining pending January 6 cases.
I feel safer already, don't you? Don't you? Daddy's home, everybody. Daddy's home. I just feel so cocooned. I feel, like I could nestle in that man's armpit and never worry about violence in this country from white supremacists or anybody like an immigrant ever again. Holy crap, man. All right. So we know what he did, and we know why he did it. I hope we know why he did it. He did it because he needs something, one thing, a thing, anything, anything that is really within his power to do. He needed to do that thing. And apparently the only thing in his power to do, he can't overthrow the laws. He can't violate the Constitution. You know, today a judge in Seattle. Thank you, Seattle. Thank you, Judge. Actually was adjudicating whether or not the 14th Amendment, Section 1 of the 14th Amendment that said, if you're born here, you are a U.S. citizen, you know, that part, said, you know, I've been on the bench for like 40 years over here. Reagan appointee, obviously, 40 years, a long time. And said to the lawyer for the government, okay, now our government attorney, said, I have difficulty understanding. I'm reading from the transcript. I have difficulty understanding how a member of the bar could state unequivocally that this is a constitutional order. It boggles the mind. Okay, he sat through 25 minutes of arguments between the attorneys for Washington State and the Department of Justice. And then he said, you know what? I've been on the bench for 40 years. I really have. And this is like, this is easy. Okay, this is like the easiest one I've ever had, really. The answer is no. No, you can't undo birthright citizenship with an executive order. Sorry, bye-bye. Go away. And now, you know, it goes to appeal. It's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, thank God. You know, I mean, what you want to do is keep Kaczmarek away from it. You know, the one that has problems with contraception and all that being, you know, something violative of his conscience. I don't know. We have to tiptoe ever so lightly when it comes to people's consciences that wear robes now. This is like the big threat to our civil rights. And so what is all this about? What was all this, this ephemera, okay, this avalanche of bullcrap executive orders? What is it about? Chaos. I think we know this. I think we've seen it. Hey, listen, here's the good news. Okay, want some? I'll give it to you. Here's the good news. Maybe Trump is peak Trump right now. Maybe this is as much as we get, right? Maybe this is, he's peaked already, maybe. Maybe this is when the courts start stepping in and they start slapping him around and saying, what is wrong with you? No, you can't have this. And no, you can't do that. And no, you can't violate laws that have been, voted on by the House, the Senate, sent to a president for his signature, gotten a signature, and then sent to the Supreme Court for interpretation. And then a ruling that said, oh yeah, this is fine. You're within bounds. No, you can't undo that with your stupid Sharpie that looks like, we're all having heart attacks when you look at it, right? It looks like tachycardia. I mean, it looks like AFib is what it looks like, his signature. It's just so bizarre. He's so bizarre. Everything about this is bizarre. The next 4 years ago, I don't know. You think we're going to have to go through four? I don't know if we have to go through four. I mean, he unleashed the whirlwind of violence. What's going to happen when they find out that he doesn't give a damn about any of the things they give a damn about? You know, you want to hear white privilege? You want to see it? Want to hear it? Want to smell it? Want to taste it? I swear to God, on Fox News, there's bitch fights going on. There's cat fights going on between the conservatives now, and there's complaining, a lot of whining, a lot of complaining about the quality of the food that right-wing, lunatic, fringy talk show hosts and, I hate to say he's an anchor, but Jesse Waters is feeling that his eggs are not fluffy enough. And he is going to blame the president of the United States. He wants his fluffy eggs. He's pissed. He's full of vengeance, spitting vinegar and all of that white boy stuff from Jersey. And he got on his show last night and yelled at President Trump because he's not getting the good eggs in his grocery store. Now, before I play you this hysterical piece of swill that is passing for an anchor on a news network, yeah, I want you to understand that we would never know now if there was bird flu that was affecting flocks of hens laying eggs because they had to be killed because they have bird flu. And the reason we would not know this is because of one of these goofy executive orders that Donald Trump signed with his AFib signature that said that the most of the health organization, anything under HHS, anything at all, so CDC, NIH, FDA, Food and Drug Administration, all of this, they're not allowed to report any information for at least the next 10 days. They're not allowed to publish any reports. They're not allowed to notify anybody at all from outside the government if there is, a bird flu outbreak. That was one of the specific things they did not want reported. The other thing they don't want, like if there's botulinum toxin or if there's, listeria on the lettuce heads, because they're rotting in the fields now because, he's scaring the immigrants. Literally, food's already... And everything's going to get more expensive. This is why I'm saying, will he make it to when everything gets really expensive and when interest rates go woo, way up, okay? When the bond markets react to this inflationary cycle he's about to put us into and they say, oh no, oh hell no. And everything becomes almost prohibitive for ordinary people to buy. Do you think like Enrique Tarrio or Stewie is going to get pissed and peeved? You think they might take it out on the guy that done it to them? I don't know. They're right now they're uber loyal because they got sprung from the pen, the federal pen, where they said it was very tough. Now, does anybody remember that Enrique Tarrio is a Fed? Does anybody remember that he switched sides and he became a Fed? Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. I'm counting on you, Enrique.
Is that where we are?
Yeah, that's where we are. That's exactly where we find ourselves today. This is the world today. But the good news is that none of what he's doing is enforceable. The bad news is there are going to be immigration raids. And people out there are freaked and terrified. That's a shame.